Here we are. This is the course level B1. We are at the November 25th today. So please let's start with the course. I hope everything is alright for you and you could learn a little English during the week. I hope so. Let's start with everyday English, family and friends. Listen to the words. Children, hijos. Daughter, hija. Family, familia. Father, padre. Grandfather, abuelo. Grandmother, abuela, grandparent, abuela o abuela, los dos. Como ustedes se darán cuenta, grandfather quiere decir el padre grande, ¿no? Grandmother, la madre grande. Husband, marido, esposo. Married, casado. Mother, madre. Parent, padre. Son, hijo, wife, mujer, esposa, miss, echar de menos, añorar, vacation, vacaciones. Are you married? ¿Estás casado? Are you on vacation? ¿Estás de vacaciones? Do you have children? ¿Tienes hijos? Glad to meet you, sir. Me alegro de conocerlo, señor. I miss them very much. Los echo mucho de menos. Okay? Ahora la primera lección. Meet Paul's family. Carlos dice a Paul, Paul, are you married? Yes, I am. Are you? No, I'm not. Paul, ¿eres casado? Sí, soy. O está, estoy. ¿Y tú? No, yo no. Do you have children? ¿Tienes hijos? Yes, I have one son and one daughter. Tengo un hijo y una hija. How old are they? ¿Cuántos años tienen? My son is 14 years old and my daughter is 10. Mi hijo tiene 14 años y mi hija 10. Is your family in New York? ¿Tu familia está en Nueva York? No, they're not. They're in Paris. No. Están en París. I miss them very much. Les añoro mucho. Les echo mucho de menos. ¿Está bien? Vamos a repetir la lección. Meet Paul's family. Encontrar la familia de Paul. Paul, are you married? Yes, I am. Are you? No, I'm not. Do you have children? Yes, I have one son and one daughter. How old are they? My son is 14 years old and my daughter is 10. You also may say, my son is 14. Mi hijo tiene 14. Ah, basta también, ¿no? Is your family in New York? No, they're not. They're in Paris. I miss them very much. Okay. La segunda sección. Meet Rosa's family. Conocer la familia de Rosa. Hi, Carlos. Come and meet my family. Hola Carlos, ven para que conozcas mi familia. En español sí dice ven para, pero en inglés dice come and meet. Ven para encontrar mi familia y en inglés ven y encuentra mi familia. This is my mother. Esta es mi madre. Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Arnaiz. Encantada de conocerla, señora Arnés. And this is my father. Y este es mi padre. Glad to meet you, sir. Encantada de conocerlo, señor. And these are my grandparents. Y estos son mis abuelos. Are you on vacation? ¿Estás de vacaciones? ¿Están de vacaciones ustedes? Yes, we are. Sí, estamos. Welcome to New York. Bienvenido a Nueva York. Bienvenidos a Nueva York. Entonces, Carlos encuentra la familia de Rosa, sus padres y sus abuelos que están en Nueva York de vacaciones. Así que repetimos el diálogo número 2. Meet Rosa's family. Hi, Carlos. Come and meet my family. This is my mother. Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Ernest. And this is my father. Glad to meet you, sir. And these are my grandparents. Are you on vacation? Yes, we are. Welcome to New York. Is everything clear? I hope so. Let's read words. Divorced, divorciado o divorciada. Engaged, prometido, prometida. O estar de novia, ¿no? Married, casado, casada. Separated, separado, separada. Single, soltero, soltera. Widowed, viudo, viuda. Enviudado, enviudada. Ahora más palabras. Aunt, tía. Uncle, tío. Nephew, sobrino. Niece, sobrina. Brother, hermano, sister, hermana. Boy, niño, chico. Girl, niña, chica. Boyfriend, novio. Girlfriend, novia. Cousin, primo o prima también. Baby, bebé. Beautiful, bonito, precioso. O también bonita o precioso. Get married, casarse. To get married. Picture, fotografía. How many, cuántos. It's time to, es la hora de. How many? ¿Cuántos? It's time to. Es hora de. Ahora, el diálogo. The dialogue. Family and friends. Sisters and brothers. Rosa, how many sisters do you have? Rosa, ¿cuántos? ¿Cuántas hermanas tienes?
Excuse me, please.
Excuse me. Rosa, how many sisters do you have?
I have two sisters.
Tengo dos hermanas.
Do you have nieces and nephews?
¿Tienes sobrinas y sobrinos?
Yes, I do. One sister has a son and a daughter.
Sí, tengo. Una hermana tiene un hijo y una hija.
How old are they?
¿Cuántos años tienen?
My nephew is 5 and the baby is a year old.
Mi sobrino tiene 5 años y el bebé tiene 1 año.
Rosa, do you have a boyfriend?
Rosa, ¿tienes un novio?
No, I don't.
What about Carlos?
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
¿Y qué te parece Carlos? ¿No tiene novia?
Carlos.
Yes, he's very nice.
Carlos, sí, es muy simpático.
Let's go and see what happened.
Here. Aunts and uncles, tías y tíos.
Hi, Carlos, what's that?
Hola, Carlos, ¿qué es eso?
Hi, Rosa, it's a picture of my aunts and uncles.
Es una foto de mis tías y tíos.
How many aunts and uncles do you have?
¿Cuántas tías y cuántos tíos tienes?
3. My mother has one sister. My father has 2 brothers.
3. Mi madre tiene una hermana. Mi padre tiene 2 hermanos.
Do you have cousins?
¿Tienes primos?
Yes, I do.
One uncle has 4 children.
Sí.
Un tío tiene 4 hijos.
Does your aunt have children?
¿Tu tía tiene hijos?
No, she doesn't. She isn't married.
No, no tiene. No está casada.
You have a beautiful family, Carlos.
Tienes una familia bonita, Carlos.
Yes, I do.
Sí.
They say, Carlos, it's time to get married. But I don't have a girlfriend.
La familia dice, Carlos, ya es tiempo de casarte, pero no tengo novia.
Yes, we guess what's coming, don't you?
Ya estamos adivinando lo que va a pasar, ¿no?
Adult.
Adulto.
Baby.
Bebé.
Child,
niño,
niña,
hijo,
hija,
infant, también lo mismo, también se puede decir para un bebé.
Senior citizen,
senior citizen es una persona de tercera edad.
Teenager,
adolescente.
Senior citizen, persona de tercera edad.
Teenager, adolescent, ¿sí?
Ok.
Más palabras. Black, 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 negro, negra. Blonde, rubio, rubia. Blue, azul. Brown, marrón. Color,
color.
Gray,
gris.
Green, verde. Red,
Rojo, roja. Ear, oído, oreja. Eye, ojo. Face, cara. Hair, pelo. Dense cuenta que se pronuncia la H, ¿ya? Hair. Pelo. Mouth. Boca. Nose. Nariz. Cute. Cute. Cute se utiliza bastante. Quiere decir mono, rico, guapo. Happy. Feliz. Contento. Alegre. Long. Largo. People. Gente. Pretty. Bonito, guapo. O bonita, guapa. Short. Corto o corta. Small. Pequeño o pequeña. Comes from. Viene de. Es de. Guess. Adivina. I'm so happy. Estoy muy contento. O muy contenta. Yo diría más, yo diría estoy feliz, ¿no? Really? De verdad. Who is it? ¿Quién es? Se dice who is it, not who. ¿Ah? No se pronuncia la W. Se dice who is it. Okay. Let's continue the course. Next dialogue. Who is it? ¿Quién es? Helen, I have a new boyfriend. Elena, tengo un nuevo novio. Really? Who is it? ¿De veras? ¿Quién es? Guess. Adivina. His hair is brown. Su pelo es marrón. Is his hair long or short? Su pelo es largo o corto. His hair is short. Su pelo es corto. What color are his eyes? ¿Qué color tiene sus ojos? His eyes are brown too. Sus ojos también son marrón. Is it Ben? Is Ben? No. My boyfriend comes from Spain. Mi novio viene de España. It's Carlos. Es Carlos. Yes, I'm so happy. Sí, estoy tan feliz. Es mejor decir feliz que contento, ¿eh? Bueno, eso ya lo habíamos adivinado. We already guessed it before. Haven't you? Next dialogue. A pretty baby. Un bebé bonito. I have a picture of my niece. Tengo una foto de mi sobrina. She is a pretty baby. Es un bebé bonito. I think so too. Yo también lo pienso. She has a cute face. Tiene una cara bonita. Yes, she has a small nose and small ears. Sí, tiene una nariz pequeña y orejas pequeñas. She has a small mouth too. También tiene una pequeña boquita. Look at her big green eyes. Mírale sus grandes ojos verdes. My brother's girlfriend has green eyes. La novia de mi hermano tiene ojos verdes. Do many Spanish people have green eyes? Mucha gente española tiene ojos verdes. She's not Spanish. She's Greek. Ella no es española. Es griega. Bueno, vamos a leer de nuevo. A pretty baby. I have a picture of my niece. She is a pretty baby. I think so, too. She has a cute face.
Yes, she has a small nose and small ears. She has a small mouth, too.
Look at her big green eyes.
My brother's girlfriend has green eyes.
Too many Spanish people have green eyes.
She's not Spanish, she's Greek.
Okay.
More words. Dark. Oscuro. It's getting dark. Se está oscureciendo. Light. Claro. Orange. Naranja. Pink. Rosa. Purple. Morado. Yellow. Amarillo. Más palabras. Arm. Brazo. Feet. Pies. Hand. Mano. Leg. Pierna. Fat. Gordo.
Excuse me, I heard the bell ringing. So, excuse me, let's go on. Where were you? Leg, pierna, fat, gordo, funny, divertido, good looking, guapo, middle aged, de mediana edad, old, viejo, o vieja, o mayor, short, bajo, corto, tall, alto, thin, delgado, delgada, young, joven, artist, artista, drawing, dibujo. Who's this? ¿Quién es este? Así que las nuevas palabras, funny, divertido, good looking, guapo, middle-aged, de mediana edad, and then thin, se dice para delgado, drawing, dibujo, who is this? ¿Quién es este? Okay. Next dialogue. Rosa's drawings. Helen pregunta a Carlos, what are these? They are Rosa's drawings. She's an artist. Rosa, I think she's the one who got engaged, no? Okay. Yes. She's an artist. Look at Matt, he's very fat. Look at Lynn, she's very thin.
Mira, Matt, él es muy gordo. Mira, Lynn, es muy fina, muy delgada. Fred's legs are short. Las piernas de Fred son cortas. Tess's arms are long. Los brazos de Tess son largos. Mire, el genitivo se ve Fred's legs are short. Así que se pone una coma. Fred S legs, ¿ya? Sí, el genitivo se escribe siempre así. Para Tess, que ya tiene dos S, igual se pone una S, ¿no? Arms are long. Fred has big feet. Fred tiene pies grandes. Tess has small hands. Tess tiene las manos pequeñas. Rosa's pictures are funny. Las pinturas de Rosa son simpáticos, como dicen aquí, funny, divertidos. ¿Sí? Divertido. Yes, she's a good artist. Let's repeat. Rosa's drawings. What are these? They're Rosa's drawings. She's an artist. Look at Matt. He's very fat. Look at Lynn. She's very thin. Fred's legs are short. Tess's arms are long. Fred has big feet. Tess has small hands. Rosa's pictures are funny. Yes, she's a good artist. Okay, next dialogue. Rosa's sister. Who's this? This is my sister, Carmen. She's tall and thin. She's pretty. Yes, she's very pretty. Carmen has my father's brown hair. She has my mother's green eyes. Who's this? ¿Quién es? Esta es mi hermana. This is my sister, Carmen. She's tall and thin. She's pretty. Ella es alta y delgada. Es bonita. Yes, she's very pretty. Sí, es muy bonita. Carmen has my father's brown hair. Carmen tiene el pelo negro de mi papá. She has my mother's green eyes. Tiene los ojos verdes de mi madre. You have your father's brown hair too. Tú tienes el pelo marrón de tu papá también. But I don't have my mother's green eyes. My eyes are brown. Pero yo no tengo los ojos verdes de mi mamá. Mis ojos son marrón. Your eyes are beautiful and you're very pretty too. Tus ojos son bonitas y tú eres muy bonita también. Really? Thanks, Carlos. De veras, de verdad. Gracias, Carlos. Okay. Let's have a look at the last words then of this English course. Back. Espalda. Body. Cuerpo. Finger. Dedo de la mano. Head. Cabeza. Neck, cuello, shoulder, hombro, stomach, estómago, vientre. Tú, dedo del pie. Entonces, final, dedo de la mano, tú, dedo del pie, head, shoulder, stomach. Okay, let's repeat the whole lesson, and then go to the next one. Did you like the story of Carlos and Rosa? Now they are engaged, huh? They were alone. They were all by themselves. And they met. And they found each other interesting. So they fall in love with each other. So, meet Paul's family. Paul, are you married? Yes, I am. Are you? No, I'm not. Do you have children? Yes, I have one son and one daughter. How old are they? My son is 14 and my daughter is 10. Is your family in New York? No, they're not. They are in Paris. I miss them very much. Hi, Carlos. Meet my family. This is my mother. Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Arnett. And this is my father. Glad to meet you, sir. And these are my grandparents. Are you on vacation? Yes, we are. Welcome to New York. So, divorced, engaged, married, separated, single, widowed, children, daughter, family, father, grandfather, grandmother, grandparent, husband, married, mother, parent, son, wife, miss, vacation. Are you married? Are you on vacation? Do you have children? Glad to meet you, sir. I miss them very much. Okay, we switch to the next course. Aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, brother, sister, boy, girl, boyfriend, girlfriend, cousin, baby, beautiful, get married, picture, how many, it's time to I think I got a call. Excuse me, please. Sisters and brothers. Rosa, how many sisters do you have?
I have two sisters. Do you have nieces and nephews?
Yes, I do. One sister has a son and a daughter. How old are they?
My nephew is 5 and the baby is 1 year old.
Rosa, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't. What about Carlos?
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Carlos, he's very nice.
Yes, he's very nice.
Hi, Carlos. What's that?
Hi, Rosa. It's a picture of my aunts and uncles.
How many aunts and uncles do you have?
Three. My mother has one sister. My father has two brothers.
Do you have cousins?
Yes, I do. One uncle has four children.
Does your aunt have children?
No, she doesn't. She isn't married.
You have a beautiful family.
A beautiful family, Carlos.
Yes, I do.
They say, Carlos, it's time to get married, but I don't have a girlfriend.
Adult,
baby,
child,
infant,
senior citizen,
teenager.
Black,
blonde,
blue,
brown,
color,
gray,
green,
red,
ear,
eye,
face,
hair,
mouth,
nose,
cute,
happy,
long,
people,
pretty,
short,
small,
comes from,
guess,
I'm so happy,
really,
who is it?
Who is it?
Helen, I have a new boyfriend.
Really? Who is it?
Guess. His hair is brown.
Is his hair long or short?
His hair is short.
What color are his eyes?
His eyes are brown too.
Is it Ben?
No. My boyfriend comes from Spain.
It's Carlos.
Yes, I'm so happy.
She guessed
who?
A pretty baby.
I have a picture of my niece.
She's a pretty baby.
I think so too.
She has a cute face.
Yes, she has a small nose and small ears.
She has a small mouth too.
Look at her big green eyes.
My brother's girlfriend has green eyes.
Do many Spanish people have green eyes?
She's not Spanish. She's Greek.
What do you think? Do you think Spanish people have green eyes?
No. Sometimes they might have blue eyes, but in general they don't.
Neither do the Greek, but
it's a mixture.
So,
dark,
light,
orange,
pink,
purple,
yellow,
purple,
morado,
arm,
feet,
hand,
leg,
fat,
funny,
good looking,
middle-aged,
old, short, tall, thin, young, artist, drawing. Who's this?
Rosa's drawing.
What are these? These, they are Rosa's drawing. She's an artist. They are Rosa's drawing. She's an artist. Look at Matt. He's very fat. Look at Lynn. She's very thin. Fred's legs are short. Tess's arms are long.
You have to pronounce Tess's, because of the genitive. You understand?
Tess, Tess's. Fred has big feet. Tess has small hands. Rosa's pictures are funny. Yes, she's a good artist.
Rosa's sister. Who's this?
This is my sister, Carmen. She's tall and thin. She's pretty.
Yes, she's very pretty.
Carmen has my father's brown hair. She has my mother's green eyes.
You have your father's brown hair too.
But I don't have my mother's green eyes. My eyes are brown. Your eyes are beautiful, and you're very pretty too.
Really?
Thanks, Carlos.
Okay. Back, body, finger. We have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Head, neck, shoulder, stomach, toe. So that will be the course for today. Next week we do another one. How did you like it? Did you understand the story of Carlos and Rosa? Did you got that? They fell in love with each other. Rosa's beautiful girl from Spain. I think so, because she's brown haired and she has brown eyes. And her sister is called Carmen. So what do you think? What's your opinion? So try to read and maybe memorize some words, and also check the genitive. Yes? Rosa's drawings. Tess's feet. And anyhow, you have to put an extra S. Even if the name ends by an S, you have to put an extra S for the genitive. Yes? Well, see you then next week. Have a nice week and study a little bit and try to listen to the English conversations on radio or TV. Or better, if you have English-speaking friends, that would be great. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.